Simon Shin Lamed Ches Siv Ches. What do these include? Tachas Hadel of Shabbos. Person allowed to put a container under a hip place where a person has a drip to catch the water which is dripping. It's coming through the roof. So, it fills up. Shaifchai, so he pours it out. He's allowed to take it, the water, go pour it out to wherever he's pouring it out to, and bring it back and put it there again. But Vahushi had Delif Roy the Rechit, so that has to be that the water which is coming through can be usable, if not necessarily even for drinking, it should at least be clean enough that you could use it for washing. Avimena Roy, if it is not usable for drinking water, so you can't put the container there. So, Graf Shel Re'i, Chazal recognized the fact that there were certain cases, which are muksa. Which you're going to have a need to move them because they're repulsive. The classic case of that is a chamber pot. So Re'i is the actual fecal matter of a human being, and then the graph was the container they used to use it as a chamber pot. So a person can't put himself in a situation. Graph should Re'i, because they'll extend it to many, many cases. Anything which a person will find disgusting, repulsive, very uncomfortable, even though it's muksa, you're allowed to move it. But you can't put yourself in a situation of that lechatchila. So you have this liquid coming in, which is not usable anyway. It's not usable even for rechitza. So that makes it muksa. It's not a usable item. A little bit of it is not going to bother you. But you just make a whole big container of this liquid, which you can't use. Obviously, it's pretty dirty, etc. It's going to become like a garaf shari, something which is really repulsive, and you want to take it out. But who gave you the right to put this container there to catch all that water and make it one big container's worth, as opposed to having the water drip and drip off on its own, which maybe will not become so repulsive. But even though you're not allowed to do the chatchila, if you did it, if you did put a keli there, you're allowed to move it with the mayim, which is mias, the water which is abominable, repulsive, abhorrent. All those adjectives. So you're allowed to be metaltal together with that water. In other words, once it's there ready, and you find it, you got to the point where it becomes uncomfortable, you're allowed to move it. So even though you were over the loch of making the graf shari, the chatchila, it's not also pretty able to move it.
So there's nothing stopping this guy then from doing it to begin with.
There's no consequence.
Yeah. So
I guess Chazal didn't feel a need to protect this prohibition too strongly.
So there really is an issue, an issue there of setting up something that's going to make something that's going to set up something that's going to be gross. If you know ahead.
Correct. Well, they're correct, but with a limitation. For example, there was discussion when if I have an option when I'm eating of not putting the pits, shells, whatever it is, on my plate, but putting it directly into the garbage. I'm sitting in the kitchen taking a snack shop this afternoon, and I'm right next to the garbage, and I could put it in the garbage or put it on the table. I shouldn't put it on the table because you're making, pits, stuff like that. It's grabs a ray, it's on to move it. But if you're sitting in a place where you wouldn't have that option, we don't say it's called making, you're eating, that's how you eat, and then the mail, the grabs a ray just develops. Okay, Mr. Burrow. Chavtes, Tachos Adelev, under the drip. Shadelev Derech, the kicker is coming down through the roof. Rechitza Bezer, something of that sort. The Rechitza, it's usable at least for washing. Now, Mr. Burrow wants to know Okay, so it's usable water, but what is the fact that the water rained, if it, the fact that it rained on Shabbos, does it make it muksah? They don't matter hayard shame muksah. We don't deal with rain which came down on Shabbos as considered muksah. Or as if it's a new entity which wasn't there beforehand. We don't deal with it as such. Person would be allowed to, if it was potable water, you'd be allowed to drink it. If it's not, you'd be allowed, you'd be allowed to wash with it. If it's usable to feed, to give your animal to drink, that's also not muksa, because it's usable in some way. Interesting question in regards to snow. So the logic would follow, that time of year. Logic would follow from the flow of the Mishnah Berurah that if water coming down is not an island, so probably snow coming down isn't an island either. So theoretically, snow coming down should not be muksa. And there are definitely many poskim with something like that. Interestingly enough, Rav Moshe holds it is considered an island. It's not the same as rain because the rain goes up as water vapor and it comes down as water. We said, well, it was there the whole time. It was basically there as water vapor. But snow, going from the water vapor in the clouds, it's not snow in the clouds, it's water vapor in the clouds. And then it changes to something else which was not there beforehand. So there's an element of nerl, there's something new. There's a new element which wasn't there beforehand. So Rosh Hashanah doesn't consider an island.
So what about when it's cold enough up in the sky for it to be ice, and then when it comes down, it melts?
Meeker than we hold that water, the ice which melts. Meeker than Pasha's ice which melts should be much to use. There's a psak from Rosh Hashanah, and he says that a person put ice cubes in the middle of his table, and so by the end of the meal they melt and you have water. And so he says if there's any water left in there, so as soon as each piece of ice which melts and produces water, immediately gets mixed up with the water which is there already, so there's no problem. If it was a totally dry bowl, he says, even though Mikra didn't pass the Shemimot, since water is such an available common item, there's not, in the Rishi Sheet the result is also, so we should not be Mako and we should not use the water. The Rishon Lezion is black. But, so at least a situation where a person would have a real need, so you can be Samech on that. So that has implications for snow coming down on Shabbos. Next question: assuming that it's muksa, so shoveling would be a problem. Assuming that they're not muksa, so is shoveling mutter? That's the next layer of the question. Actually, I just saw a tshuva about it recently. I printed it out. I want to go through it and see what he says yet. Okay, Laman Aleph. Osim Mishum, if it's not Roy at all, then it's a problem of Enos and Grash Lebri the Chachkila. Pirish. Enos and Dover, Shimoyis, don't create a situation where we'll become uncomfortable. Al Semek relying on the fact, Shia Mutter Achakach, Leitziok and Grash Lebri, that then it'll be permitted to take it out. Mephila Yisratza Shia Yisharakach, he'll say, no, I won't rely on the Heter Grash Lebri, I'll leave it there. Well, you see, Zenom Mimkaima Gamke, is awesome. So making a declaration that I'm not going to take it out, which is, I won't use the Heter Grash Lebri, so I want to put the container there. And I'm going to declare I'm not going to use the Heter Grash Lebri. I'm not creating a Grash Lebri and that Heter because I'm not going to do it. Still lost. So So the Bir Halacha explains why that's still a problem. He says, and he introduces the following rule, the Bir Halacha Asur Mishum. We spoke about this once before. Remember where? Together with the Halachas of Muksa, Chazal came along and said, there's an Isra of being Mevatel Kli. We spoke about this. Mevatel Kli Meichana. You can't take a Kli, which is usable, and put it in a situation on Shabbos where it's going to become non-usable. So there's an element of like it's like you're breaking the kli in a certain sense. Before it was usable for Shabbos, now it's not. So an example of that would be, because Chazal said, if I take a kli which is usable and I put it under to catch the oil which is coming out of the lamp, so assuming that oil is muksa, so I can't move a kli anymore. So that's called a mevatel kli meichana. I'm taking away its muchad status, its usable status, by allowing it to catch its muksa. So the Mor says, makes a chesh like this. Since you're not allowed to make graf lechatchila, which means you shouldn't put yourself in a graf situation, so it means, excuse me, when you do it lechatchila, you have to do it originally al das, you're not going to move it. You're saying, I'm not planning to move anything, I'm planning to leave it there. Well, great. So now you have this non-usable water falling into this kli, which makes the water's muksa. The kli is now not mobile, and you committed not to move it. So basically you committed to make it not usable on Shabbos, so that's why you can't put it there. Mm. So even if you say, I won't move it, that doesn't solve the problem. But the problem really isn't making graf shel reilach hachila. Graf shel reilach hachila is what generates that you have now another problem called bitul kli meichonai. And that's what the problem over here is. Okay. Mutter, the Talta B'mayim and Musim Bashilana, move it together with the water which is Mias. Hano Av Kadim Shi Nismale, even if it's, you don't have to wait till it's totally full. The Taltaloi, you're allowed to move it. V'davka Shihunasim B'mokim Shi Shibasa Kuvasham. It's only if it's there in a place, you know, you find this ugly, dirty water next to you, repulsive. And you're normally using that room. The most love, he finds it disgusting. Chazal permitted to take the chamber pot out to the garbage dump. I mean, they quit it because of the cover of the person. He shouldn't sit next to this thing. It's in a place where the person normally sits. Which means, however, if it's in a room which I'm not really using, so then it's not called graf sharei, even though an actual chamber pot is in a room nobody's using, so it's in the room nobody's using. Wouldn't have the heter to move it. Mm-hmm. So if the source of this concept wouldn't have a heter, it's not any better.
So it doesn't seem like the person who puts it there, if he needs to on Shabbos, he's going to be allowed to move it, but he's over an issa de rabbanan of sorts to put it there in the first place, right? So it's almost like you can't really win there so much.
Right, correct.
So then why do we let him put it there in the first place if he's going to automatically be over an issa de rabbanan just by doing that?
We don't. Uh-huh. We tell him not to.
So then why... Was there just such an overwhelming need for them to make it mutter to move it, seemingly, or
the bidi avid, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, so in Siman Shin Ches, so he brings the luck of Gapshalei and I think similar to that. And then he says, or it's not limited even to the grouch, I mean, even if you just have the actual repulsive item by itself without a kli, it's still mutter to remove it. And he says, you can't bring it in there in order to become moist, in order to be able to move it out. If you did it, but you have it, it's mutter to move it out. But he said, in case where there's a loss, this is in Shin Chesiv Lama Zion, we said you're allowed to move into that room in order to be able to create that situation. In a case where a person is going to be sustaining a loss, Chazal allowed you to make Graf Sharei Lechachil. So how do I do that? I move into the room, thereby making when I'm not using the room, it's like not repulsive. When I use the room, it's going to become quite repulsive. So that's exactly because I allowed you to do that, to be able to, oh, I can't get rid of this thing. And mainly you take the water out, and, you know, it's not messing up the whole floor or whatever it is. That's what Mr. Burr is sending you back over there. Okay, so Mishin Lamates. Kamadin and Pratim, Hanoigim B'Shabbos. My boy Zayim Sifim. Number Aleph. In Rechel Gabi Behema. A person can't ride an animal on Shabbos. Finally, Yelzim Mishin Hey, Sifir Ches, Midin Halichas Koran. What about a wagon? Mishin Burr, Ein Rechel, Layelzim Mishin Hey, Sifir Ches, Be'arti B'Mishnah, Burr, Hatam, B'chol Prateim, why Chazal answered it, and the applications, etc. Base. Ein shotin al panei amayim, a person cannot swim. Even in a pool, where you pool together water, which is in the chatzur. Inei kishah shamayim nekordim v'yotzen chutz brecha damel nahar. So the ikur is it was in a river, but there is a which has a flow. But even in your brecha, which is this gathered place of water, when the person goes in and out, etc., you move the water, it overflows, and it looks like it'll function similar to a river in that sense. So Chazal put it all under that same umbrella of this. But based on that, v'miyesh l'safes sabav, if it has a rim around it, which prevents the water from splashing out, so then it's mutter. Even if the water would splash out, this rim will stop it and send it back into the pool. So, therefore, having a kli, we deal with it not as a river but as a kli. Like the mix of boshchema yasu chavish shayot. Now, the reason why Chazal asked swimming on Shabbos is because there a person will go and make for himself a training boy. Chavis is a barrel, literally. Which people who swim, we create a barrel which is watertight. And because it's full of air, it's lighter than air, so it's going to be buoyant. So it'll help the person stay afloat. So, because I were afraid, in the river, the person would do that. And they said in the chutz, it was different enough that they weren't guys for that. Sifkat and Bays. Up in AMI. He can't swim beyond Viraglov. The issue is Shigam Raglov Okarminakarkamayim. It has to be deep enough that his feet are off the ground. He's just wading through. His feet are on the ground, that's not the issue. But why the Chazal Asar? Shema Yasa Chobishal Shayotin, be afraid, Kimisamakamun. But the more explains that we're afraid the person might come to make this barrel, which facilitates swimming. Muklish al gaima, sh'argim was soy. It was a keli made out of gaima, which is a type of wood, I guess, which you would weave it. Vesin kamin chavis arucho l'lomad by loshut up in alamayim. You make a long barrel, which allows the person to learn how to swim. After that, whether it's a person hold on to it, a person laid on it, a person put I don't know. Your guess is better than mine.
So it seems like there's two concerns. One of them would be binyan, the other one would be hutzah. Or not necessarily.
Well, general hutzah should not be a problem because, in general, rivers are carmelous. So as long as they're bound to carry from Shashiach to there, or carry in their Dalai Lamas. So to go make along a to go along and make a gzeira,
on that,
and the rabbanon wouldn't be lechatchila.
Okay.
A person would gather water together in order to for using it for washing or for soaking flax. Why are we stressing chotzer? Dilu kebrecha matters b'shus rabim. If it's out there in a public thoroughfare, v'lav hachi usher. It's also for a different reason. Shem yatzis mayim v'raglov. Chusar ramas afraid. While he's swimming, he might cause some of the water to fly more than 4 amas away from the river, the pool. That's exeru dealing with b'shus rabim deraisa. Over here, with not dealing with b'shus rabim deraisa, we're dealing with in the chotzer. Hey, down in the north, kishamayim yotzim in a brecha v'nimshachem b'chotzer mekecha. The water leaves the pool, flows across the chotzer, based on the action of that person. Shadaycha mayim b'yodah b'ragla b'shiyato. He's splashing or pushing water, even though he's splashing, so he's pushing that current that he's creating, pushing water with hands and feet as he swims, moves the water in such a way that it's going to overflow. So Chazal came along and said, you can't swim because you might come to make the Chavash al Shayotin. Vav Safar Hanukkah Ein Kisolim Gvoyim Mikol Tzadim. You make a rim around it, a high rim. Okay. Okay, we'll have to see. We're gonna get back to swimming and other type of issues like that at the end of this sermon, involved in Zion. So let's hold off on all of your swimming, boats, questions, etc. Okay, Gimel. Ematapkin lahakas kaf el kaf. Your person can't clap. Lomasapkin, which means the hakos kaf ayorik, banging on the person's. The person would bang on his legs to make a sound. Lomaratni can't dance. Kereshamishak and Klisher. All of these, Chazal Asher, because the person might come to fix or make musical instruments. Phil hakos batsbal akarka, person wants to bang, keep a rhythm with his finger. Or ala luach. Or on a board, achas can get achas. I'm not sure exactly. One means in each hand, one to the other one. It means snapping your fingers. I think it means snapping your fingers. Kedar masharim, people do that. Okay, so you can't do those. Or the kashkish be'ego is the tinuk. You would, I don't know exactly what you did, you shook, you make like a rattle, but the rattle was a nut inside of a shell. The sarab be'zug, kesh used to play with a bell, actual bell, like a cowbell. Close up a gyat is the osir. Kler shem is hakin klishir. So all these things, chazal osir. So, but the sabre klachiyad is mutter. If you do it in a way which is abnormal fashion, the clap in an abnormal fashion is mutter. That's why you see these people doing all of these abnormal types of clapping, like we mentioned. Now, come to a little wall. Nowadays, people don't seem to be so concerned with this issue. People are clapping and dancing, etc. Hagav, hold the misapkin. We clap and we dance nowadays. Everybody know. Well, I'm a chinam, but nobody seems to raise any questions with them. So we're afraid they will not listen. We have reason to believe they will not listen. So if that's the situation, so discretion is the better part of valor. We keep our mouth shut. Now, the Bezon is out of Kol Shari. It comes along and tells us, says, no. What they're doing is 100% mutter. Nowadays, it's mutter to do it. Why do you know the Bekiyam at Basiyah's cliche? We're not familiar with how to make this cliche. Look, let me just show you a second. Cliche, the Bezon, where we might come to fix cliche, or make cliche, is not a valid there anymore. The most of Loshkechu, it's not a very common issue. So anything which is there, because you might make cliche, it's according to this or more, the halacha wouldn't apply nowadays. You're allowed to dance and to clap, etc. It says Bakal. So it means, so these things, so clapping banging on your thigh or dancing, those things, the minig is the maker. So again, hey metapchen, bein be'avloi. So it's would apply a person sometimes in their sardo, they clap their hands together. Or if he's angry, the error at Sarah, and he wants to create his pain with what's happening. He says, I can felt, right? Whether it's the person who's happy, Baruch Hashem, right? Kulam Shum Gzer Hashem Yisak Klishir, the error, Evel Simcha. They used to use musical instruments as part of their eulogy process. An elegy was said with music. We don't do that nowadays. So that was like you said before, the idea of we started Shenchas. And it talks about asking the guy to bring the flutes to play, the recorder to play.
We talked about that a while back, I think.
Very possible. Remember to talk about it? I remember. Learn the act, didn't we? No dance. Now. As they're praising the Torah, she allowed to dance. So for this mitzvah, they were mat. Now, so but it sounds like mitzvahs were mat to things. Well, there's a limit. Normally, we do not ask our derabana because of a mitzvah. We're not matter. Let's say usher. We're not matter a drabbanim because of a mitzvah. We are matter a drabbanim of a drabbanim because of a mitzvah. Shus to shus and mokim mitzvah, not a shus and mokim mitzvah. So over here we're more make. Oh, you found the klal that Chazal created certain heterim. We got to be Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So over here, cover the heterim. Avashar simcha shal mitzvah, you got to be in a suman, if you're like, okay, it's osur. They said the same way Chazal made certain kulas for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, also made kulas for Kavod HaTorah to allow him to dance on Simchas Torah. Gam Kavod HaTorah ain't kedai lahatel tipuach v'rikud. But even that was what would be permitted. It was clapping and dancing, etc. Well, like kishkus v'pa'amoinim v'zogim, you can't start using bells, banging different types of bells. Pa'amoinim is the closed bells, and zogim were like open ones. Because we're close getting charm cliche the osus, obviously there was becomes cliche the mice was still the gzera is much more close striking closer to home. And we did not make this heter even with the start mitzvah. So you can't start playing music on someone's turn. Or tinkling bells. Achas can I get achas? They would you would do one to be makah be'etzba, one finger against another finger. They use their thumb to bang against their they use their forefinger to bang against their thumb. Behima in a pleasant way. They make nice sounds of that with snapping your finger. The answer is the way people make music. I'm not doing it to keep a beat. Snap my fingers to wake the guy up or to stop him or get his attention. So, Mashma Garam de Shori. Dalav Derech Shirhu. An instrument, not Derech Shir, is also, because why is she playing an instrument? Over here, the thing is, there you might come to. So he said, if you're not doing Derech Shir, there's no reason why you should come to that. Again, the Fimash Shabir, but there's a Shabbos, it's Rashi, Master Rashi, Gambaz, Yeshla Hakhmer, Bechem Mashma Pripri Megam. So, Magaram seems to say that it's okay. He's saying the Maestro. Masha from Rashi and the Prima Godim that he held the Chum. Well, people now become equal to everything now, but everything is a very broad statement. And all those three things is going on, the clapping, the banging against your thigh, and the dancing. Law charge the worm and his kremesim said, not on the other, not on the bell, the rattle, right? Even snapping your fingers, not okay. Then there was Philip Timuriku and Kadai Lahoniach, Haminig Shalom Mokamitzah, Elam Shem Hanach Lehem. Really, Mokamitzah you make them. Not Mokamitzah, I don't see a reason you should be allow this minute to continue unless you're really worried about the people are not going to listen. So then, obviously, so it's better to leave it than to have the people hearing what's wrong and still ignoring you and doing it. So that's the rule of let them be shugging instead of being mazed.
So I've seen people during Zmiros or something like that, they'll hit the table, keep it beat. Is that considered
So that's just saying, so this is all part of the Makamitzah, you know, you could argue covered. They're being makel on this minute. The Mishabur really holds you should be makel on it. So according to Mishabur, you should not be keeping a beat on the table. Unless you want to argue that Suda's Shabbos is like a Suda's Mitzvah.
Yeah, so how do we define what a Makam Mitzvah is? And
there's
certain things that are clearly spit out, like
Simchas
Torah is one, but...
Right, so Simchas Torah is one. Let's say you'd have a Simchas Chosan Vakala, those, you know, Meshav Brochus on Shabbos.
So clapping and hitting the table maybe would be
Makam Mitzvah.
That situation would be okay?
Would be... The Mishnah Berurah says... We'll support it in that situation, right? In other words, somebody else in yeshiva, actually, we don't dance on Shabbos usually, but when there's a chosen, we dance on Shabbos. Uh-huh. Friday night, we dance.
Okay.
And then, so Friday night, a little more cool, because Ben Hashmosha, so Shuster, Bunim. And then usually, Parsha Zachar, we, you know, pre-Purim, the guys are like, you know, like, so we're semi-chanet. Okay, let's hold it here.